Jesse Temple, Badgers beat writer and reporter for The Athletic, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jesse, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. So let me ask you this right out of the chute. This was a season in which we were kind of looking at aspirations of Final Four. And it hasn't turned out that way, but were we bamboozled by what they did against Miami going back to the bowl game of last year?
Probably a little bit. From an offensive standpoint, that was as good as it's going to get. I mean, Alex Hornibrook, Orange Bowl MVP honors. He doesn't throw any interceptions. He has 4 touchdown passes, 258 yards. And so you look at that game and you think, well, that must mean that they're going to take a further step forward this year. Obviously, that hasn't been the case. There are a number of reasons for that. But it's disappointing. I mean, I don't – there's not a fan around here that looks at 6-3 and bowl eligibility and thinks, man, that's very exciting. They're looking at it and think, boy, what a lost opportunity, because this was supposed to be a season, as you said, that wound up with a potential college football playoff berth.
So we had a lot of people last week. I tuned in twice just in time to see Hornibrook throw 2 picks. And I'd said going into the season, look, he had a fantastic game in that bowl game, but he had a whole month to prepare. Week in and week out is a completely different scenario. What is it that has just not clicked for him at times?
It seems to be a lot of different things. I mean, the decision-making, both of those throws were awfully poor decisions. The first one just floated up there. It didn't have a chance. And the second one, he tried to hit Danny Davis on an out route, and the defender undercut it and intercepted the pass. You know, early, I think that when people wanted to blame Alex, the guys on the team said, well, no, it takes all 11. You know, the wide receivers have to win their one-on-ones, and the offensive line is having miscommunications, and maybe a running back doesn't pick up a block. Okay, I mean, that's true. But as this goes on and you see this inconsistency, I mean, certainly a lot of this has to fall on Alex and what has happened. And obviously now, you know, Alex is in the concussion protocol once again, and Wisconsin may have to turn again to Jack Cohn. So it's a really interesting situation going on right now with Wisconsin in the quarterback position.
Did we overestimate the defense and the fact that we just figured it was, you know, ever since Dave Aranda, it's just kind of just plugged away. And Jim Leonard did such a great job last year with what he had to work with, and that we kind of forget that there is some senior leadership that's needed every now and then, and it just hasn't been as impactful, I guess, is the best way to put it, as we had hoped.
I wouldn't say anybody overestimated the defense, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it was assumed that they would take a step back. And then, to be honest, they've been really good the last few weeks. You know, the offense hasn't helped them out. The difference last year, it was a top-5 defense in pretty much every major statistical category, as it has been for the last several years. And so when Wisconsin's offense made mistakes, that defense in sudden change situations was unbelievable. There were 19 turnovers, and the defense allowed touchdowns 4 times. That just doesn't happen unless you're special. And so we knew they would take a step back. I think this is still a good defense. They're just not an elite-level championship-type defense. They're just, you know, a top 50 defense. But in the last few weeks, I think they've made some pretty good steps forward. I mean, they had a goal line stand against Northwestern early that helped keep Wisconsin in that game. But those turnovers ultimately are going to come back to bite you.
I look at this offensive line, and I thought this run game was going to be incredibly explosive. Don't get me wrong, Taylor is still having a very solid year. They haven't been able to kind of manhandle teams and grind on teams the way Badgers, you know, offensive line has in the past. Is this something that's just going to come along, or is this something that now you're kind of looking for the next, so to speak?
I don't know if I'd necessarily agree with you, Bill. I mean, they're 4th in the country right now in rushing yards per game. That's 273 yards a game. And the only teams that are ahead of them all run the triple option. So, you know, one aspect that's been consistent to me has been the running game. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's leading the country in rushing yards per game. And it's not just him. Tywan Deal, Garrett Groshek, even the fullback, Alec Ingold, all 4 of those guys average at least 6.6 yards per carry. And I think the offensive line has a lot to do with that. So, you know, yeah, the passing game is really the big issue here. They're averaging over 6 yards per carry. It's 1.2 yards more than they were last year. So in that regard, I think they're better. They do generally a good job of wearing on teams, but the problem is you can't be one-dimensional. Even Wisconsin, for as great as a rushing attack as they have, you have to have something in the passing game to prevent these defenses from consistently loading the box, even though they've been successful on the ground.
Doesn't it seem like, though, at times Hornibrook is under a lot of pressure? Is their forte better run blocking than it is pass blocking?
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. I mean, I think for the most part the line has done a pretty good job in these last few games. They've gotten better. But, yeah, that is a problem. And I think the running game is, I mean, you see statistically why they're so good, but you're right. You know, part of it is pressure. Like I said, it goes back to all 11 being on the same page, and in the passing game, you obviously need a little bit more time. But I think that the running game has been there consistently this season, outside of a little bit in that Northwestern game.
I know this is a difficult question to answer, but we had, I had said, look, if Hornibrook's not the guy, at some point do you start giving somebody else some reps? Now, you're still starting Hornibrook, but do you start giving some other guys reps? And maybe your starter next year isn't even in yet, obviously. But what do you do? It's hard to just ride it out and say, well, we're just going to get to a bowl game because we know there's other things that have kind of gone by the wayside. Or do you start to look to the future and kind of, you know, say to the seniors, hey, we got to start looking ahead. Our goals that we wanted for this season just the capability to accomplish everything just isn't there.
If Alex is healthy, I expect him to be the starting quarterback for the rest of this season at least. And I think it's been an unfortunate circumstance by how this has happened. But Jack Cohn has now gotten an opportunity. He got his first career start against Northwestern. He came in and played the second half against Rutgers. I thought he looked very good in that second half. After they handed the ball off 13 straight times for those two touchdown drives, when he got to throw a little, he completed a touchdown pass to Danny Davis. So he may play again this week because, as I said, Alex is still in the concussion protocol. And I think if you get to spring practice and you've seen what Jack can do and he's got some game experience, maybe you say, okay, guys, it's time to have a competition. Just because Alex has been a three-year starter doesn't mean it's automatically handed to him. Having said that, Paul is going to play the quarterback that he believes gives this team the best chance to win, and if he thinks it's Alex, it'll be Alex next season. I mean, again, he'll be a senior with a bunch of experience. I know fans want to say Graham Mertz can't get here soon enough. He's the four-star quarterback from Overland Park, Kansas. He's the highest-rated quarterback they've ever had in the recruiting era. And I would say it shouldn't be automatically assumed that this guy's going to come in and magically be a starter as a true freshman. I mean, Bart Houston got some of the same comments out of high school because he was a four-star prospect, and he didn't play regularly until he was a fifth-year senior. I'm not saying it's the same situation, but I just think there's this natural assumption that someone has to be better than Alex, and that may not necessarily be the case next season. We'll have to find out.
Before I let you go, so what's the best-case scenario for this team, do you think, as this season winds down?
I mean, that they win the last three games. You know, they're not technically out of the Big Ten West race. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to beat Penn State this week. But hypothetically speaking, they can win the last three games. Northwestern could lose to Iowa and somehow stumble against either Minnesota or Illinois, and boom, the Badgers are back in the Big Ten
championship game. Oh, boy.
That is the best-case scenario, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to pass out, I think, before I end up having that happen. But, hey, real quick before I let you go, what's the expectation over there for Greg Gard? I know that last year didn't end up the way they wanted it to. This year they're coming back healthy. They've got their talent back. Looking at this thing, I said top four maybe in the Big Ten and kind of a resurgence, but what do you think?
I don't know if I see the top four right now. I think it should be a goal to get back to the NCAA tournament. They were picked in the preseason media poll to finish sixth. Now, obviously, take that with a grain of salt. It's never wholly accurate, but Aleem Ford right now is dealing with a knee injury. I think he should be back sometime in December, so it's not season-threatening. But you've got a really solid top eight. The question is, can you find a little bit more depth in the front court? I don't know if they have that right now. They're going to be very guard-heavy this season, but it should be exciting.
But they've got the ability to shoot it from all over the place, too, though.
Yeah, they should. I mean, Ethan Happ and Khalil Iverson are not going to be shooting it from outside. But Greg played some four-guard lineups in that exhibition against UW-Oshkosh, and I think we're going to see more of that.
I agree. Appreciate it as always, Jesse. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Jesse Temple. He is with The Athletic. He covers the Badgers. Good stuff as always. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.